So I took a couple of my minutes about yesterday's topic. So what did we work through yesterday? We worked through a couple of things. First of all, we saw the sheet of the Levush and their aim. That there's two different parashas. There's one parasha of Roidef, and there's a separate parasha of Avola Hagecha Hashkim Lahaga. There's two different parashas, and they have different rules. The parasha of Roidef has limitations till you pass them by somebody that is a Roidef. It has to be that it's any Yochel Atzilu Bechamei Avorov, and if you could bring him down some other way, then you don't have a right to kill him as Roidef. And the din of Avola Hagecha Hashkim Lahargoi, that the Nirdef has a right to kill the Roidef, that's much broader. Bava Machteres, the Balabais, has the right to kill the Bava Machteres. Doesn't have to make sure that he's not the Yochel Atzilu Bechamei Avorov. There's a blanket head there, Avola Hagecha Hashkim Lahargoi. That we saw was the site of their aim and of the Levush. They take that for granted. We wanted to use that to explain the Rosh about Zimri and Pinchas. The Gemara says that Zimri was entitled to kill Pinchas, Asdreidev, since his halacha and Marim came. The Rosh says, but only Zimri, not anybody else. Zimri could kill Pinchas, but everybody else, since Pinchas was going Rishus, nobody else had a right to kill Pinchas. Very strange, what's the difference? We could understand it. Pinchas is not a Roidev, he's going Rishus. If he's going Rishus, you can't say that he's Chayav Misa Asdreidev. You're doing Rishus Atar. But nonetheless, it is. And we same thing we had the Meiri, that he had the Uber's Rosh, so even though it's Mishamaya Karatfi, but the Uber's not a Roidef, nobody's allowed to kill, the doctor's not allowed to kill the Roidef. Not allowed to kill the Uber, rather, because he's not a Roidef, but the mother is allowed to kill him. What's the Ezra? So we said again, that was one thing that we worked through. Then we had a Kasha on it from the Gemara that says that by Bob Machteris itself, anybody could kill the Bob Machteris, that's Roidef. Not only the Balabais, it's extra possible. I would have thought only the Balabais, because the Balabais is the one whom the Bob Machteris is going to kill if he'll resist him. But anybody else, maybe he's not allowed to kill the Bob Machteris. So Kamashman and the Torah says Vahuko, that even Al Yidei Acher, so the Gemara's lashon is Kamashman, that he's a Roidef, and anybody's therefore allowed to kill him. So you see, the Bob Machteris is a Roidef. Once the Bob Machteris is a Roidef, so who says that there's anything in the parashah of Bob Machteris beyond the Heter of Roidef? Where do we see in the parasha of Bava Machteres that there's some other new parasha of Avola Hagecha Hashkim Lahargoi? That was the kasha on the Levush and on the Re'ein. So for that, I wanted to suggest that even after the Torah is Mechadish that the Bava Machteres is a Roidef, that's a hetter for everybody else, but that's still not a hetter for the Bala Bayis, because the Bala Bayis has another eitzah how to save his life. Bala Bais doesn't have to kill the Roidef to save his life. All the Bala Bais has to do in order to save his life is not resist the Machteres. The Gemara says the Machteres is going to kill the Bala Bais if the Bala Bais is going to be Oymed Kenegdei. So let the Bala Bais not be Oymed Kenegdei. Let the Bala Bais jump out the window or just surrender. And the Bala Machteres is not going to kill him. So why does the Bala Bais? So therefore, as far as the Bala Bais is concerned, you don't have the Heter of Roidef. It's not less than Yochel Atzilu Bechad Me'evar. The Bala Bais' heter is this new heter of Avola Hagecha Hashkim Lahargoi. But as far as everybody else is concerned, everybody else, we have to assume the Bala Bais is going to be Oymed Kenegdei. And the Bala Bais is allowed to be Oymed Kenegdei. It's not like the Bala Bais is not allowed to be Oymed Kenegdei. The Bala Bais is allowed to be Oymed Kenegdei, isn't expected to be Oymed Kenegdei. Clap the Bala Bais, not a Roidef. Because if the Bala Bais wanted to, he was Yochel Atzilu Bechad Me'evarav. He has another way to save his life. He could run away. It's not Mechuyev to run away, but he could run away, so it's Yochel Atzilu Bechad Me'evarav. So the Bala Bais has to come down to this new heter of Avola Hagecha Hashkim Lahargoi. But the bottom line is, the Bala Bais is allowed to be Oymed Kenegdei. The Bala Bais is allowed to stand his ground and defend his property. And even if he wouldn't be allowed, but Chazoka, that he's going to stand and defend his property, so copy everybody else in the world, this fellow is a Roidef, and there's no other way to stop him, if there's no other way to stop him, except to shoot him dead, then he's a Roidef, and everybody has a right to shoot him dead. So in the parasha of Machteres, it comes out that we have both of these parashas. We have to clap everybody else is a Roidef, and clap the Bala Bais, it's Avola Hagecha Hashkim Lahargoi. And it's not a Dovid Rochik, because the Lashon Gemara supports that. The Gemara by Bava Machteres, at the beginning of the Sukkah, says, the head of Bava Machteres, Lua says, is Avol Agecha Hashkim Lahargoi. It doesn't say because he's a Roidef, it says because Avol Agecha Hashkim Lahargoi. And then later on, the Gemara says, Rosh Vahuka, that I would have thought only the Bala Bais, because he's the one whom the Ganav is trying to kill, Kamash Malon, that he's a Roidef. So it's not hard to read. The Balabais is Taki Abolahagir Chashkin Lorgoy. But the Kamash Munis, the Klafi, everybody else, he's already defensive. Well, that was the second thing that we worked through yesterday. And then the last thing that I wanted to do with that, that by itself is a standalone. This whole thing is, can stand by itself. But I wanted to use that to answer Rabbi Kreger's Kasha. And Rabbi Kreger asked, according to the Ra, according to the Levush, according to the Shittas, that the Nirduf could kill the Raidif, even if he's Yochel Atzil Bechem Me'evarv. So then, the Gemara, so then why, by Ki Matzu Anoshim, the Matzu Shemisa Kosim Adaber, and the Gemara Sanhedrin asks, so why, if Imloyi Osin, if nobody got killed, the Pasuk says that they have to pay for the Dmei Vlodos. So the Gemara quotes the Sanhedrin. The Gemara asks, but he's a Raidif, so he should be parted from the Dmei Vlodos as Raidif. So the Gemara answers, it's Yochel Atzil Bechem Me'evarv. Frank Rabbi Kreger, so what if it's Yochel Atzil Bechem Me'evarv? So nobody else is allowed to kill him. But the Nirdif is allowed to kill him. The Nirdif is allowed to kill him. So why isn't he, so that itself should create Kimli V'drabmanet. That was Rabbi Kreger's kasha. So I suggested, maybe we could say, based on this site of the Levush and of the Re'im, then maybe in order to have Kimli Rabbinah, he has to be a Raidif. Yochel Atzil, Hagbola Hagecha Haskim Lorga does not create Kimli Rabbinah. The Chilik being that Raidif is a din on the Gavra. It is Chayiv Misal. So if it's Chayiv Misal, it's Raidif, so it creates a Kimli Rabbinah. But Hagbola Hagecha Haskim Lorga is not a Chayiv Misal on the Gavra. Haitzi Uber is Raishi, you can't say that the Uber is Chayiv Misal. Mishmaya Karatvebe, what did Uber do wrong? The mother is allowed to kill Uber because Hagbola Hagecha Haskim Lorga, but there's no Chayiv on the Kakaf to the Gavra. And likewise, Yochel Atzil Bechem Meivar, since we didn't write if you're not allowed to kill him, so he's not, there's no chiyuv mis on the kakaf to the gavra. The nirdif is allowed to kill, he's allowed to defend himself. That's not a chiyuv mis on the roidif. And since it's not a chiyuv mis on the roidif, there's no din of kimlei b'drabmine. That's what I wanted to say. So then we asked him that, but if that's the case, why by Boma Machteres is there kimlei b'drabmine? The Mishnah says by Boma Machteres, if he broke kalim, the Mishnah says that the kind of his potter because of kimlei b'drabmine. Why? It's Avolah Gecha Hashkim L'Hogoy, and Avolah Gecha Hashkim L'Hogoy doesn't create Kimli Rabbinei. I suggested that in Echanami, what makes the Kimli Rabbinei is not that the Baal HaBayis allowed to kill him. That's only Avolah Gecha Hashkim L'Hogoy, that does not create Kimli Rabbinei. What creates the Kimli Rabbinei is the fact that other people are allowed to kill him. That's a regular Dinroidif. That's what creates the Ptur from the Shvius, from the breaking of the Kalim. That's what I said yesterday. So, Uri pointed out to me that, a good Hora, that this is not so pashut, this teretz of mine, because this is going to depend on machlokes and taisis and daf lamed aleph and aleph about misa luzeh, moment luzeh. According to those shitas and taisis, machlokes rivan rabbein atam and taisis lamed aleph and aleph. The stretch of memories all the way back, but we had a machlokes over there. The Gemara has this notion that by misa luzeh and moment luzeh we don't say kimli d'rabbinei, only when it's misa and moment le'echor. So machlokes and taisis rabbein atam said it's a specialized din by edim zaymimim. There's this new concept of Misa L'Zeh, but in Kol HaTorah Kulo there's no such limitation. And I don't care, Misa L'Zeh, Mama L'Zeh, it's Kimlei B'Rahmine. And the Yavah disagrees. And the Yavah says that Misa L'Zeh, Mama L'Zeh, that even then in Kol HaTorah Kulo, if it's Misa L'Zeh, Mama L'Zeh, you don't say Kimlei B'Rahmine. I asked the Yavah, so what's the worst kasha by Raidif over here? Why, what, the worst is that Raidif should be parted from the Mei Vladis. Why is he parted from the Mei Vladis? The Chiyav Mammon is to the father, and the Chiyav Raidif is to other people. So why isn't that called Misa L'Zeh Mammon L'Zeh? So what did everybody answer? Anybody remember? Mr. Gemara itself says, Gemara itself of this in Sanhedrin in the Sugya of in Ayadal, in the Sugya, the Gemara that places quotes. Gemara wants to say for a minute that maybe it's Misa L'Zeh Mammon L'Zeh, and Gemara says, no, it's not a problem, Misa L'Zeh Mammon L'Zeh. Rabbi Natan learns it means, because there's no such impediment. It's only even by Edom Zoymimim, and Kolot Tarakulu, we don't care. But the Rebbe says, no, it didn't call it Torah Kula. Misa L'Zeh v'Mamon L'Zeh. So why does the Gemara, so then L'Chara, why not say, so that should be a good answer. The reason why, by Chinotza Anoshim, the reason why by Chinotza Anoshim, they have to pay for the Dmei Vlodos is because even though he's a Raidif, but it's Misa L'Zeh v'Mamon L'Zeh, says the Rebbe. Anybody remember the Rebbe? That anybody can kill him. That since he's a Raidif, so anybody can kill the Raidif, even the Baal HaMamon. So since the Baal HaMamon could also kill the Raidif, so it's Misa Mamon Le'echot. He's Chayiv Misa to the Baal HaMamon, because the Baal HaMamon is also one of the people. Anybody in the world can kill the Raidif. The Baal HaMamon is one of the people in the world, and therefore the Baal HaMamon is allowed to kill him, so it's Misa Mamon Le'echot. That's the Riva. So now, here it's not so poshut. Nechse hanan, in the case of above machteres, whose kelim did he break? Pashto says in the Mishnah, he's talking about the kelim of the... It was in the machteres of the balabais. So he's talking about the kelim of the balabais. So now, the way I'm learning, who can kill this above machteres? Anybody in the world except the balabais. The balabais can also kill masavol agecha haskim laharpi, but that doesn't create kimli rabinet. But as a roidif, the only people who are allowed to kill the roidif are everybody else in the world, because for everybody else in the world, it's not yochel atzil v'echem me'evar. But for the balabais, for whom it is yochel atzil v'echem me'evar, because the balabais cannot be oimid kenegdei, and we said that's the equivalent of yochel atzil v'echem me'evar, and the balabais' right to kill him is not as roidif. The balabais' right to kill him is only because avol agecha haskim lahargoy. So it comes out that here we have a very unusual situation where he's chayef misa to everybody in the world except the balamamim. The only person to whom he's not a roidif is the balamamim himself, because the balabais is not a roidif. The balabais is allowed to kill him with a different din, avol agecha haskim lahargoy. But that doesn't create kimli d'rabine. So it'll come out that there won't be. So then we're going to lose the teres for b'kareges kasha, because if he's potter from the shkelim, we're going to lose the teres for b'kareges kasha. Because from the fact that the Bava Machteres is potter from Shvir's Kalim, even though Chorus Misul is a Mamun is there, it'll be Muchuch that Abola Hagecha Hashkim Lorachai also creates Kimli Dravine. Because according to Rivo, in order to have Kimli Dravine, you have to be Chayim Misul to the Bala Kalim. But here the Bala Kalim is the Bala Bais. What Chayim Misul does he have to the Bala Bais? Not a Dinroidif. The only Chayim Misul he has to the Bala Bais is Abola Hagecha Hashkim Lorachai. So we'll have to say that Abola Gech Haskim Lohargoy also creates Kimli D'Rabine, which could be, but then we don't have a Teres for Rabbi Kareges Kasha. So the Teres for Rabbi Kareges Kasha is only going to work in Rabbeinu Tam and not going to work in the Riva.
Even if it's not able
for the
Balabais to be
Yochel Tzil Bechem Eivar,
if he has to...
Balabais by definition is Yochel Tzil Bechem Eivar, because he could be not Eimut Kenegda. So for the Balabais, that's why by the Balabais we need this extra din of Abola Gech Haskim Lohargoy, because for the Balabais is not a Reidiv. So why is he chayiv misa to the balabais? If according to the Rivo, you have to have misa mamal echad. So in order to be potter from breaking the chobas of the kelim of the balabais, he has to be chayiv misa to the balabais. What chayiv misa does he have to the balabais? The way I'm learning, according to, I think it's the cheshbon is correct. I think that according to the Levush and according to the Reim, the chayiv misa that he has to the balabais is not a din roidif. This is what they say, and that's not me. The Reim, the Levush, that's how they learn. That the chayiv misa that the Bava Machteres has to the balabais is not a chayiv roidif, but only a chiv of Abola Gecha Hashkim Lohaga. And I explained why that's so, because Mitzal HaBalabais has no head to avoid it, because he's Yochel HaTzil Bechem Eivar, the Balabais can jump out the window. So the only head to the Balabais has is Abola Gecha Hashkim Lohaga. So it's not a kasha on the Levush and on the Reim. The Levush and the Reim are fine. They're fine. They could say, yeah, the Nechinami. It's only Abola Gecha Hashkim Lohaga. That also creates Kimli Rabina. But I wanted to answer Rabbi Kareges Kasha by positing that Abol Agecha Haskim Lohoge can't create Kimli Dravine. That will not be possible according to the Riva. It will only be possible according to Rabbeinu Tam. Yeah, that's all right. That's the correct Tahar. Okay. Then, maybe just one other Ha'ara briefly, because Yitzchak mentioned the Gemara yesterday. There is a Gemara, very interesting Gemara, in Sanhedrin Memtes. The Gemara is like this. Maybe you know the story from Sefer Shmuel, that Dov, at the beginning of his reign, he had a milchama with Ishbosheth ben Shaul, and Avner was the general for Ishbosheth, and Yoav was the general for David, and Yoav had a brother named Asael, also on David's side. And during one of the battles, David's people had a during one of the battles. So David's people had a victory, and Avner was running away. And Asael was chasing after Avner. And Asael was chasing after Avner. And Avner kept saying to Asael, "Turn away, I don't want to kill you. I'm never going to be able to look your brother Yoav again in the face if I kill you." I guess they all knew each other from once upon a time, you know, even though now they were on other sides of the war, but they used to all be generals probably on the show. They all, like rivaled by the Civil War, you know, they all knew each other from the Mexican War. So Avner, the general of Ishbosheth, says to Asael, "I don't want to kill you. I'm never going to be able to look your brother Yoav in the face again." So Asael kept pursuing him. So Avner killed him elachayim. She killed him in the right in the fifth rib where it counts. So that's it. So he died. Later on, Avner went over to David's side, and Yoav pasuk says that Yoav called the Avner aside and he killed him. Killed him. Because he had killed his brother Esau. So it says that Basheli, which is like in secret. So the Gemara over there in Sanhedrin says Basheli means Shadoni Din Sanhedrin. Yoav said to Avner that, why did you kill Esau? So Avner said, you're a tzeich, and I'm the girl of Dan, presumably. I mean, he doesn't say that he's the girl of Dan, but whatever. He said, why did you kill Esau? So Avner said to him, he was running, he was trying to kill me. So Yoav said to him, but Yochel Atzil Bechem Eivor, you could have killed him Bechem Eivor. And Avner tried to say, I couldn't, I wasn't able to. And Yoav said, the hashta, you were able to be mechav in the Doifin Chamishi, exactly in the vital spot, and you couldn't find a less vital spot to kill him. So you were Yochel Atzil Bechem Eivor, and therefore Yechai Misa, and Yoav killed him, Shadon Edin Sanhedrin. That's the Gemara. So the Chayim asked him that Gemara on the Luvosh, and on the Reim, and on the Rivosh, all of these chachamim who have the shita that a nirduf is allowed to kill a roidif even if he's yochel atzilu bechem meivarov. So what's going on in that Gemara? Why couldn't Avner kill? Avner was, what's Yoav's taina to Avner? You were yochel atzilu bechem meivarov, but there's a nirduf, and all these the ra'od, the levush, the rivosh, for a different reason, they're all mechadish for us that a nirduf is allowed to kill a roidif even if he's yochel atzilu bechem meivarov. So somebody pointed out that if you learn like the Rivosh, that the reason why the Nirdif can kill the Rivosh is because he's Bohol. So you could say that was good for the Shachlan type in Yoav and Avner. That Avner said, I couldn't be Mechavan exactly to be Matzlam Echem Eivarv, because I was Bohol. So Yoav said to him, Hashtu B'doifin Chamishis, you were able to be Mechavan. You see, you weren't so Bohol. You were able to mamish get him in the exact spot. So you were Bohol. So if you were Bohol, you should have been the Yochel Atzil B'Echem Eivarv. So for the Rivosh, maybe Faket, the Gemara could be very Gishmak. But according to Levush and the Reim, that there's this new principle of Habola Hagecha Hashkim Lahargoy, that the Nirduf is allowed to kill the Raidif with the new halacha, not Midin Raidif, Midin Habola Hagecha Hashkim Lahargoy, and that's not limited by Yochel Atzilu Be'echem Eivarav. So what do you do with that Gemara? The Perishi Gemara, that Avner, that Yoav was Dan Din Sanhedrin, that Avner was not allowed to kill Asoel because he was Yochel Atzilu Be'echem Eivarav. It's not my kash, this is a kash with the Chayim Es. Yeah. So we marked it. The emes is they ask this kasha. The rabbi asks from this gemara a kasha, not on the lavush and the reim, of course, but he asks a kasha from this gemara on a Rambam, a different Rambam. The Rambam paskins by roidif, who was yochel atzilu be'echem eivarov. Let's say I have a case. Stop. A roidif is running after somebody, and a good Samaritan standing. Actually, I don't think we say that. But there was a good guy standing on the side, and he killed the Raidif like he's supposed to. The only thing is, it was Yochel Atzilu Be'echem Eivarav. He didn't have to kill him. He could have been could have stopped him some other way. So the Rambam says that the guy who killed the Raidif is Chayiv Misa, but based on they're not Misa Naisa. Others disagree. The tour, the rival, they disagree. They say, no, Basin could also be Mamasim. He's Mamash Chayim, so Basin could put him to death. I mean, presuming there was Hasra. But somebody was Masrim, don't kill him because he's Yochel Atzilu Be'echem Eivarav. But the Rama says that even though he's Chayim Misa, Basin are not able to kill him. Very not clear why that should be so. I don't know why that's so. There's a Biskrov about it that has to do with other things. Biskrov and Hilchas Rasech talks about it, but whatever. So that's like, you want to look into it, but at the point that's the Shita's Ram, you know, for whatever reason, that's the Ram. The Ram says that even though it's Chayim Misa, but based on can't be Meimsim. The Ram says it twice. The Ram says it in Hilchas Ritzeach. The Ram says it again in Hilchas Sanhedrin in Perek Tes when he's talking about Benoyach, because the Ram says there's one of the differences between a Benoyach and a Yisrael. By a Benoyach, if he was Yochel Atzilu Be'echem Eivarav, so he's Chayim Misa based on. But by Yisrael, if he was Yochel Atzilu Be'echem Eivarav, then he's not Chayim Misa based. I've got the Ram. Says the Ravid, Omer Avraham, what do you mean? By Avner and Yoav, it says Shadoni Din Sanhedrin. That says he was, because Avner was Yochel Atzilu Be'echem Eivarav, so Yoav was Doni Din Sanhedrin, and he put him to death. So you see that based on a Mamis for it. So the Ravid says, Sogar on the Ram. What?
Is it different if they're done in Gol Adam than
in? Oh, very good. So you mechaven. There's a Meiri. The Meiri in the end of the sixth parak of Sanhedrin says he doesn't quote the Rambam and the Rambam of Farish, but the Meiri says he saw it. He says that somebody who's Yochel Atzil Bechem Eivarov. So even though Basin can't put him to death, but a Goyal Adam could. A Goyal Adam is allowed to kill him. Where do you get this from? Pashtus is, we don't, he's a Ramam person. He's a Maimonidean. The Meiri and the Ramam very often but the Meiri is a chassid of the Rambam. It's very likely that the Meiri over here was this is where he's coming from. He's coming from this Rambam, and he is preempting the Ravid's kasha. And that's exactly what the Meiri is saying. That even though Basin can't, if he's yochel atzil bechem eivarov, so even though Basin can't kill him, but a goyel adam is allowed. A goyel adam is more broad than Basin. Basin has all kinds of rules. He can only kill with edim and hasra, and he has to be amazed. And a goyel adam is allowed to kill even if it was b'shogig, and even if it was even with b'shogeg, and certainly even without Asra, because even without Adam's a parish, a girl Adam could kill even without Asra. He says, not less than a shogeg. I think the Rambam says, a girl Adam could kill even with an Erechot, which the Mepharshim say, how does that work? So how do you know that it happened if you only have an Erechot? But Akapanim, the girl Adam is not limited as much as Basin. So the Meiri says that, Basin is not allowed to kill him, but the girl Adam could. Because at the end of the day, he is Chayim Misa, so he is a murderer, he's a Ritzeach. For some reason, Basin can't kill him, but Be'etzim is a Reitzeach. Since Be'etzim is a Reitzeach, the girl Adam is allowed to kill him. Yoyi was the girl Adam, so that's the answer to that Gemara. Yoyi was the girl Adam, he killed him with his girl Adam. Hagav, Lashon Rosh, Adonai Din Sanhedrin. I don't know, but that's in the Meiri. But nonetheless, the Meiri learns it doesn't mean Mamash Din Sanhedrin. It means he was Dan Din Torah, that as girl Adam, he's allowed to kill him. So the issues in the Rambam, I'm not really sure what they are. You know, what makes it that why Basin can't kill him and why the girl Adam is different? Why the Goyal Adam is different, not so sure, but why Beis Din Taka can't kill him, it's very not clear. That's not our topic for today. But Akapanim, you see from that Meiri, that the Meiri suggests that Yoyel over here, the reason why Yoyel was able to kill him was a special din as Goyal Adam. So I thought maybe B'derech Efshir, although it's very mechudosh, but I think it's maybe plausible that maybe in a case of Habol HaGecha Hashkim Lahar Goy, where Al Suroi Difi not allowed to kill him, because he's yochel atzil bechem eivarov, and you're only allowed to kill him b'toyres habol agech hashkem l'argoy, like yochel atzil bechem eivarov, but b'toyres roidif, if you're not allowed to kill him, you're only allowed to kill him al sabol agecha. And I've been saying the whole time that the difference is that roidif is in the gavra, that he's chayiv misa. That's why I suggested Rabbi Kveger that creates kimel drabene, and habol agecha is not in the gavra. The gavra is not chayiv misa. If it's yochel atzil bechem eivarov, he's not chayiv misa. There's a new halacha on the nirdov, that the nirdov is allowed to kill in self defense. But it's not that the roidif is chayiv misa, because to be chayiv misa you have to have a din roidif, and a din roidif is only where he's not yochel atzil bechem eivarov. L'mashal, the same as maybe there it's easier to hear, like by the Uber. I see Uber is roisha. So the Meiri says you're allowed to kill the Uber. The mother's allowed to kill the Uber. Al sabol agecha hashkem l'horkoi. Is there a din? Is the Uber chayiv misa? About that, mishmaya karat people doesn't have a shem roidif, but the mother in self defense is allowed to kill, because self defense is different. There's a heter to kill in self defense, but the roidif was not a roidif. The Uber is not a roidif. Mishmaya karat people. And who adin? Whenever it's yochel atzil bechem eivarov, so the roidif doesn't have a din roidif, and there's no chiv misa on the gavra of the roidif. He's talking not chayiv misa. Nonetheless, the nirdif is allowed to kill him, because the nirdif is allowed to kill in self defense. That's a broader din that you're allowed to kill in self defense. So I thought maybe in such a case where the nirdif killed in self defense, but there was no din roidif because of yochel atzil bechem eivarov, so maybe the goyel adam could still kill the nirdif. Because Goyal Adam, at the end of the day, he is the nirdav who killed the roidav, and he could have saved himself with echad meivarav, was yochel atzil beechad meivarav, and therefore the roidav was not chayiv misul. So the nirdav is allowed to kill the roidav even though he's not chayiv misul. The mom is allowed to kill the uber in self defense, because that's self defense. Self defense is a new heter, but the uber is not chayiv misul. So what would be if the Goyal Adam of the uber would now come along and want to kill the? And how this works exactly, but maybe in a chanami. In other words, I'm saying maybe in Goyal Adam, in a chanami, the Goyal Adam, since the Neroidev was not Chayim Misa, he wasn't a Neroidev. Apidini was not a Neroidev. So the Neroidev killed him anyway in self defense. right? Or when Zimri killed Pinchas. If Zimri would have killed Pinchas, so the Gemara says Zimri is allowed to kill him, was allowed to, because self-defense. Pinchas not a roidif. The Rosh says Pinchas not a roidif. Pinchas is going b'shus. But Zimri was acting in self-defense, and self-defense you're allowed to kill. So in Echanami, Zimri is allowed to kill in self-defense. But Pinchas is going to, maybe would be allowed to kill Zimri then. Because at the end of the day, Zimri killed Pinchas. Pinchas was not chayav misa. Pinchas did not have a din roidif. He was acting b'shus. So there I could talk here that it's not inconceivable that if Pinchas had a that the Goyel Adam of Pinchas would then have been allowed to kill Zimri. Why not? Pinchas wasn't a Raidif. So Zimri killed in self defense. We can't touch Zimri because Zimri was acting in self defense. But maybe the Goyel Adam could still kill him. If that's the case, that's a chiddush. But if that's the case, then we can answer the Gemara about Avner and Yoav, Al Derech to Meiri. That the Nechanami, Beistin couldn't touch Avner because he was killing his self-defense, but the Goyel Adam is different. Yeah. Again. The Nirdif killed the Roidif. The Nirdif broke Kalim of the road. The Nirdif broke Kalim of the Raidif. So the Gemara says that the Nirdif is potter for breaking the Kalim of the Raidif. Oh yeah, you know, you have to say the fact that the Goyel Adam could kill him does not make it does not make Kimlev Dravine. Yeah, that's right. That's not hard to hear also. That the fact that the Goyel Adam could kill him does not mean that the Nirdif now has Kimlev Dravine. Yeah, that's probably anyway true. The Nirdif could kill. Every time a person has a Goyel Adam, so he should have a blanket head there until the Goyel Adam. The Goyel Adam's running after him for years. Could be like one of these old, when I was growing up, one of these old TV shows about the guys like that. The guy's a fugitive for years and years. You don't remember this at all. You probably don't even remember television. But all those years he'll be part of from Kalim as Kimli Rabine because he always has this Goyel Adam trying to kill him. Yeah, that's not hard to hear that there's no Kimli Rabine. Okay, anyway, that's so much for that. I think we really, yeah, I'm not going to have done this. So let's go fight. So much time on this. Yeah. Because it's not a regular hetter. Pinchas, Zimri could have killed Pinchas. Let's take that case. Zimri could have killed Pinchas. So it doesn't mean Zimri was supposed to kill Pinchas or we wanted to kill Pinchas. Pinchas is gone b'shus. Okay, which you're not Pinchas, not Zimri. But at the end of the day, a person in self-defense, the Torah said, a person acting in self-defense has a, you know, kol asher li'ish yitin ba'ad nafshin. A person isn't in self-defense is we give a person license to kill in self-defense, even though al pidin we don't think that the roidif is chayev misa. We don't think the roidif is chayev misa. Pinchas, we don't think Pinchas is chayev misa because he's acting vicious. We want Pinchas to kill Zimri, but nonetheless, there's a license. Zimri, we can't say to Zimri, you're not allowed to kill Pinchas because Zimri is trying to save his own life, and the Torah recognizes that, and the Torah says, "Abol argecha, Zimri is allowed to kill Pinchas." But nonetheless, Pinchas was not chayev misa, and it could be that now the consequences are that there's a goyel adam, just like if somebody kills b'shoigig, you know. This is Goyel Adam. The Goyel Adam has the right to kill him. What? Yeah, but it's a different kind of reshus. It's a reshus because it's a reshus that we can't, you know, the Torah allows a person to kill him. The Torah sanctions the instinct of self-preservation. So you're allowed to kill for self-preservation. The Torah sanctions that. And Beistin can't be a chay for that, but nonetheless, maybe there's still there was still a ritzicha, there was still a ritzicha that was shalai kedin. He could have been masal mecha mevar, so it was shalai kedin. And since it's shalai kedin, So the Goel Adam it still triggers a Goel Adam. Anyway, I'm just, this is all no. What? So was Gabri Taylor, because everyone else could kill him. I don't know, maybe anybody else is also Yachal Atzil Bechem Evar. I mean, there's always somebody beside Fa'ilim was Yachal Atzil Bechem Evar. The Biskov has a sword like that for the Rambam. I think that's how the Biskov explains the Rambam, why Basin can't kill him. Because even though it's Yachal Atzil Bechem Evar, why Basin can't kill a Yachal Atzil Bechem Evar? Because even though he's Yachal Atzil Bechem Evar, but there's always somebody beside Fa'ilim who was not Yachal Atzil Bechem Evar and could only have stopped him by shooting him. And therefore, there's still a din of Ein Lei Domim, so extra din of Ein Lei Domim. Okay, anyway, you know, we spent probably more time than we should have on this, so we need to go on. Let's go to the next place. So, Dilma Alkas Chama. Zok Taisvis. Havi Motsu Lishinui, Mistarva Misa Chamur Shikain, Nitin Lanshi Irani Dachas. Kire Marina Perkdalin Misas. Taisvis is asking the following question. The Gemara says, Rav Sheish Bei Davidi had this whole cheshbon that Mises more chomer than Malkus, and Musul Dover Chomer have the Musul Dover Akal, and therefore every case of Kiyinotza, Yichiyinotza, Anoshim, there must have been Hasra for Misa, and if there's Hasra for Misa, there's automatically Hasra for Malkus, because Musul Dover Chomer have the Musul Dover Akal, so there's a Chiyin Malkus, even if Lo Yosem is still a Chiyin Malkus, so why didn't the Malkus part of the moment, must be exerced a cost of the Mamayna Mishal Milkele Lachim. That was the sugya. So Rav Ashi said to him, Ravashi said, "Master Ravashi, who says first of all, who says Musa Dover Chomer and Musa Dover Akal? And number two, who says Misa is more Chomer? Maybe Malkus is more Chomer. So you see that Malkus type could be more Chomer than Misa, and if that's the case, then if somebody's Musa for Misa, he's not necessarily Musa for Malkus. That's the Gemara. So in that, Taisus asks. So the Gemara says he can't be Madamit. The Gemara responds." That it's not comparable to Hanani Mishael of Azariah, because that was Ein Lo Kitzva, and you were talking about Yesh Lo Kitzva, and therefore the Gemara rejects that line of argument. So Taisa says, the Gemara could have proved, the Gemara just checks the analogy to Hanani Mishael of Azariah. Taisa says, the Gemara could actually have proved that Misa is more Chomer than Malkus. How do we know that Misa is more Chomer than Malkus? Because Misa is given to Anshir and Idachas. So what Taisa is talking about? So Taisa is referring to Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Gemara in Sanhedrin talks about the Arba Misa Sebastian. We know the Arba Misa Sebastian have a hierarchy, which one is more Chomer than which, Skila, Sreifa, Herig, and Chenek. And that's why if a person was Chayev, two Misas, so we give him the Misa Chamura, not the Misa Kala. But if it was Nisarva Zebazer, then we give them both the Misa Kala. So we have to know what the hierarchy of Piyuvim Misa are. So that has, the Gemara there has a whole sugya to work out, how do we know which Misa is more Chomer than which? And the Gemara is Mefalpal over there. Each Misa has a certain, that we can show to what degree it's Chomer, because we see how it's applied. So, for example, the Gemara says that skila is very chomer because it's given. What does the Gemara say? To toivik chomim, we're kaif beikar. So you see, it's very chomer. Then the Gemara says, yeah, but and the Gemara says each one of the dal misas has a chomer, and when it comes to sayif, the Gemara says the chomer of sayif is that it's given to anshi ir and idachas shekein mimoinim avad. So Anshe Irani Dachas has a special chumah that's Memoinim Avad, and you see that they get Sayif. So you see that Herig, which is Sayif, has a degree of chumra, let's say vis-a-vis Chenek. And that's how the Gemara there is Mechapel back and forth to work out the Seder Advar, which chumah is Trump, which chumah is, and so on. So Tais is saying, which Misa are we talking about in Agamar? Sayif. Because we're talking about they were mastering him for Ritzicha is Sayif. So Sayef has a chumra that is nitin, the chumra of Sayef. Every misa has its own chumra. The chumra of Sayef is that it's given to Anshe Irani Dachas, Shekein Mimoinim Avad. So Taisa says, just like you see in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, that the fact that it's given to Anshe Irani Dachas gives Sayef a certain chumra vis-a-vis other misas. Of course, Sayef is not the most chumra of the Dalit misas, because the other misas also have their own chumras, and that's what the Gemara over there is going back and forth with the various algorithms to work out, you know, when in the end, how does it all shake out? But upon him, the chumra that belongs to Sayef is that it's given to Anshe Irani Dachas. So the same way the Gemara over there says that that's a chumra vis-a-vis other chiyuv misa, so it's a chumra vis-a-vis other vis-a-vis Malkus, and therefore that's a proof that misa is more chumra than Malkus. That's the Tosis. And the Gemara could have said that without having to, could have proven from there that Mises is more chomer than Malchus. So there's a few horrors here. First of all, it was bothering me. How does Tosis know that Malchus also has it? Maybe a Malchus also has some chumers. You know, maybe Malchus is given Nashi and Nidachas. I don't know. Maybe Malchus has a chumer that it's given to Chesed. You know, probably think of something. Malchus is chumer that it's given to Eidim Zoymimim and the Shekhinah and Shrikim Asra. You know, by Eidim Spigushim and Chalutza. So maybe Malchus has a chumer. I'm saying, the Gemara in Sanhedrin is not busy with Malchus. The Gemara in Sanhedrin is busy with the various Mises. And the word of this is every Misa has its signature chumrah. So Skila has its signature chumrah that it's given to a Magadif, and Shreifa has its signature chumrah that it's given to, I don't know, to Baskai maybe, Shazinsa, and Saif has its chumrah that it's given to Anshi Irani Dachas. The word is not talking about Malchus, because that's not a sugi about Chayvi Malchus that when the Sarvis ever said. We're only talking about Chayvi Misa. But in a Hanabi, if we would have to talk about, you know, where does Malchus fit in this hierarchy, for all I know, maybe Malchus is more chumrah than all the Dalit Misas. You know, maybe it is, because Shekhen Nitin, fill in the blank, you know, maybe, don't know. Maybe there's some chumra. I'm giving a suggestion. Shekhen Nitin le'edim zoymimim, Malchus given to Edim zoymimim in the case of Ben-Gushim and Chalusa, Shekhen Eid Shekhen Masra. I mean, I'm just making it up. I'm sure we could, you know, we could be creative. We could find chumras that Malchus had. So who told Tosis that that's a right, that Mises is more chumra than Malchus? Yeah, it's given Lashin Eri Dachas, fine. Saif is given Lashin Eri Dachas. That makes it maybe more chumra than Chenek. But who says that it's more chumra than Malchus? Any of that. That's one question that I have. Then the Mashah has a kasha. The Mashah asks, if Tosis wants to prove that Mises is more chumra than Malchus, so he says he has an obvious proof. What's the din of somebody who's chayav Misa and Malchus? So he can't get both because that's Kedera Shosa. That's the Gemara Daflam Azayim. That's one of the things we learn after Kedera Shosa, that we learn after the Malchus and Mammon and Misa and Malchus. But which one do you get? Chayav Misa and Malchus. Which one do you get? Double Pashtun, you get Misa. Why do you get Misa? Why do you get Malchus? So Tosis asked the question on the top of Lama Zayin Amid Beis. We actually saw that Tosis a very, very long time ago. We can take a look. Tosis on the top of Lama Zayin Amid Beis says that the reason Tosis Taka asked, why do you get Misa and Malchus? Why do you get, maybe she get Malchus? Faked. There's a big svara to get Malchus because it says Arbam Yakenu. You can't get both because the Kedera Shosai. So Rabbi Yochanan says B'samachli Arbam Yakenu. Like by Malchus and Mammon, we say when we have Malchus and Mammon, Kedera Shosai. You see what, which one do you get? You get Malchus. Why? Because B'samachli Arbam Yakenu. So Misa and Malchus is the same drosha of Kedera Shosai. So why do you get Misa and not Malchus? Maybe she get Malchus. Avon Yakenu says Tosis because it's Guri Iskar, meaning Shleichayt and Iskar. Misa is more chomer than Malchus, so you can't. If we give him Malchus, he's Guri Iskar. He has a chiyum Misa. He has a chiyum Malchus. Because he has a chiyum Misa, he can't be. Since the chiyum Malchus can't part to the chiyum Mammon, can't part to the chiyum Misa rather, because it'll be a Guri Iskar. Since by Malchus and Mammon you don't say it, because even if Mammon is more chomer, but Chas Rachmeinu I'm a Mammon de Nechbal, like the more we had earlier, but Akapon, the Ferish Tosfos, that the reason why if somebody's high Misa and Malchus, he gets Misa and not Malchus, is because Misa is more chomer than Malchus. Says the Mashah, Tosfos should have proved from there that Misa is more chomer than Malchus. And the emphasis that it's a Kashan of Rashi. How could Ravashi entertain that Misa is more, that Malchus is more chomer than Misa? Maybe the kasha Tosfos kasha from Anshi Yoni Dachas. Maybe Rashi, didn't think about that pircha. But how could he entertain for a minute that Malchus is more chomer than Misa? Zil kribei rav. Everybody knows that if you have a chiyum Misa and a chiyum Malchus, you get Misa and not Malchus. And Tosfos says that the reason is because Misa is more chomer than Malchus. Otherwise, you get Malchus and not Misa. So it's more foolish than Misa more chomer than Malchus.
But isn't Tosfos proving from a particular punishment which is associated with a chomer of an iser? Like the entire kasha of Ravashi is not the guy who, like, it's the guy who, like, how the person feels. Like
they would have been
willing to like.
Hold on, the MS is saying a good thing, but I don't think it helps in Tosfos. There is a ritva. The ritva says pshat in this gemara. The ritva says that it's a double poshut that in dinei Torah Mises Moch. He doesn't say why, what kasha he's coming from. Maybe he's coming from Tosfos kasha about Shekhen Nitin Larajin Edachas, maybe he's coming from the Mashos Kasha, from Misin Malkus. The Ritvos just says it's a Dovah Poshut, that in Dine HaTorah, Misa is more Chama than Malkus. And Loya Ola Alev, it never dawned on Ravashi to suggest otherwise. What Ravashi was saying was, of course, Misin Din Torah is more Chama than Malkus. Loya Zen Adonim, what we're being down over here is a Musr L'Dovah, if a person is Musr for Misa, is you automatically Musr for Malkus. That means be'enei bnei adam, a person who is willing to be killed for something, can we automatically assume that he'd be willing to suffer malchus for it as well? He says, you see that it's not. So Rav Ashi's time is, you see, in enei bnei adam, that people could be more scared of malchus than they're scared of misa. Of course, in din Torah, misa is more chamor. By misa, there's no day after, and the malchus is a day after the malchus. But the ma'isa there are, says Rav Ashi, the ma'isa there are lots of people who would be willing to face death. But they, which we know from history, there are people who will face death rather than do something against their principles. But if they're tortured, then they'll break. So therefore, says Ravashi, if a person we were mastering for miso, and he said that I'm going to do it anyway, despite the fact I'm willing to do this anyway, even though it's going to cost me miso, and now it turns out it's going to cost them malchus. So there are lots of people that they're willing to face death, they're not willing to face torture. So therefore, the hasra for misa is not necessarily hasra for malchus. That's how the Ritvos is pshat in the Gemara, a very beautiful pshat in the Gemara. And that, of course, solves the problem from like you're saying, that solves the problem from Lama Zayin. Yeah, but that can't be pshat in Tosfos, because that solves Tosfos' problem too. Misa is more chomer, it's nitin because it's nitin lanshin yirani dachas. In a chanami, Ravashi also knows that misa is more chomer, it's nitin lanshin yirani dachas. All Ravashi is saying is, it's more chomer. But as far as the Hasra is concerned, just because we know that this guy was makabal Hasra for misa, that doesn't mean he was makabal Hasra for malchus. So it was gevaldik, but it's not Tosis. So in Tosis, Takahara, why didn't he... feed Tosis, it's hard to understand. How could Ravashi entertain that malchus more chomer than misa? So if you chayiv malchus and misa, you should get malchus and not misa, which certainly nobody else. And that's the Mashal's kasha. Yeah, let's see the next tosis. Ilmol l'avdu l'chananya mishol v'zayah v'palchi l'tzalma t'ema minolam mecha tesa. Who says that that's true? D'aminu b'arayah. Yishaytiyas rabbi kiva omer kol yomah yisi mitztar al posuk zeh emosu yomi l'yodi v'yakemenu v'chol nafshecho. Alma mash, but we call nash myri. I feel how you may ask him, Mr. Adam, you serum koshim, Dumid Rabbi Kiva, show you Missakim Bakbisari, Bimasreke, Bimisuke Basil, the Koshkin and Gude. The whole mocker that a person will clear to be nice and effort rather than worship of a desire is from the Pasuk of Yahaftas Hashem al Kecha, Bakal Nashcha. It's the more of Sokham and elsewhere. That's what we learn out, that a person will clear to be nice and effort rather than worship of a desire. And Rabbi Kiva said, when they were being Sarek as Bisari, that this is the Kim of Bakal Nashcha. So you see that Bechol Nafshecha includes even Yisurim Koshim. And that's the Chiyot to be Meis and Nefesh Rabbi Rezor. No, if that's what the Torah was Mechayiv, as Rabbi Kiva said, so how do we have a right to assume that Chananya Mishol Vazari would not have been Oymed Vizeh? Oymed Rebbe Netam, Rabbi Kiva was Oymed, so maybe Chananya Mishol Vazari would have also. Oymed Rebbe Netam, the Oysay Selim Loi Hoya Abed Eskechov Amamish, They say two things. First of all, we're not going to worship your Avodah Zarah, and also we're not going to bow down to your Tzelem. So therefore, he says, Rabbi Tam says, it wasn't really Avodah Zarah, and therefore it didn't really go into the Chiyuv. They weren't really mechuyav to Mevayis Nefesh at all. But they wanted to be Moshe Nefesh anyway, else Kiddush Hashem. They wanted to make a Kiddush Hashem. So they wanted to make a Kiddush Hashem, but Yisurim Koshim already they wouldn't have done. Then Tosfos objects. Miupochel, Talma, Mashmash, Hashem, Hoya, Vedis, Kichovim. But you call it Polchel. The Lashon of Polchel is more Mashmash than Avodah Zarah. HaKapodim, it says here, Kiddush in Arena Tam, that a person is allowed to be Moshe Nefesh for something that's not really a Yehorg Ve'al Yavar. Because that's what he's saying, that this was not really a Yehorg Ve'al Yavar. But nonetheless, they had a right to be Moshe Nefesh. This is a big machlekes Rishonim. The Rambam Shittuk here do is that if something is not Yehorg Ve'al Yavar, you're not allowed to be Moshe Nefesh. And the other Rishonim hold it, that you are a person, if he feels it's a Kiddush Hashem, he's allowed to be Moshe Nefesh for something even though it's not really Yehorg Ve'al Yavar. Rabbi Natan Weiss, this is that school of Rishonim, that a person is allowed to be Moshe Nefesh even for something that's not Yehorg Ve'al Yavar. Taisus elsewhere brings a Taisus brings a raya. Somebody brings a raya. From the Gemara. The Gemara says that had Hananiah Mishael, had Hananiah Mishael Azariah, Maro Hananiah Mishael Azariah, you know, Lifa Lahaknis Atzmo L'Tekhif Shneish, Nosu Kal B'Chayim Mitzradim. So they, I think it's a Taisus somewhere. There brings a raya to Rabbi Natan. What do they need a Kal B'Chayim Mitzradim? It's a Din Torah. V'Haftas Hashem Alekech. Must be that it wasn't Midin Torah. It was some extra Kiddush Hashem, and that they saw from the Tzaddim that you can be, that there's a as Kiddush Hashem, you should be Neifel Teich Kipshon Eish. Now there's a Doich Leraya. I think it's all in Taisusim. It's all in, certainly all in Rishonim. Not holding this in this sugi right now, but you say it's not a Raya. The Gemara means, why did they run away? They couldn't run away. They've been a Medish Chazis, I think, that they asked Yecheskel what they should do, and Yecheskel said, run away. Ad Yavar Zam. Hide out, and you know, and they said, "No, we want to make a Kiddush Hashem." That's one of the answers they give to Rabbi Natan's Tosfos Kasha. It really was Avodah Zarah. And why they mechuyev for Maaseh Nefesh? But they could have run away. The reason why they didn't run away is because they wanted to make a Kiddush Hashem. But if they would have had to face Yisurim Kashim, then they would have run away.
Two questions. One, what's the Kalachimer from Tzvardeh when there's no Mitzvah Bechayim Hanavai Tzvardeh?
Yeah, this is an old question. Then there's another question. They say in the name of Shagas Aryeh. This is a story. They say a story. I don't know if it's true or not. The story goes that the Shagas Aryeh came to when the Vilna Gaon was a little boy, the Shagas Aryeh came to town, and the Shagas Aryeh asked that the Gemara says that the Hananiah Mishael Vazariah made a kavachim and madaf the tzvardim were not mitzvah on Kiddush Hashem, and yet they went into the kifshon. So we are a mitzvah, so Allah has kama v'chama. I think that was the Kal V'chama. That is a kashan. It's a good kashan in a time. What do you mean they're not mitzvah? That's the whole point here, that they're not mitzvah. But I think it means by mitzvah Kiddush Hashem. They had a mitzvah Kiddush Hashem. They saw here an opportunity for Kiddush Hashem. Al Kapon and Shagasai asked, what do you mean they weren't mitzvah? The Sfadim were mitzvah. The Torah said, Amol v'isecho, ubo v'tanurecho, v'chadar mishkavcho. So the Rebbeinu Shalom gave it sivui to the Sfadim that they should go into the ovens. So what do you mean they weren't mitzvah? They're not mitzvah l'dayrus, but at that moment they were mitzvah. That was Shagas Aryeh's kasha. Yeah.
Did Hashem do that? The Sfadim were willing to do it, so they just think
of it. Well, that's still a mitzvah. Yeah.
It's not sivui on every frog.
Very good. Oh, you're having to the Gaon's answer according to the story. The story goes that the Gaon answered that yes, but every frog could have said, "But I'm going to be the frog that goes into the bedroom and let the other frog go into the oven." Didn't say they all should go into the oven. So I'll go into the bedroom and I'll go under the covers and let the other frog go into the oven. So they didn't do that. Some of the frogs volunteered to go into the oven. So that was the Kal V'Chomer of Hananiah Mishael Azariah. That was their kavachaymer, that the tzvardim were not mitzvah individually to make a Kiddush Hashem. So we are mitzvah, so lachas kama v'cham. Okay, it's not a sugya I really plan to get into. The next places I think also we'll do it, but I don't make any promises. I know, but that's what we have left. We have to finish to that and the next places, and then starts a new topic. The next sugya is a lot going on. I want to get to the two dots in Kitzur in quick order, and then we'll go by them.